You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and happy Sunday night to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. Yes, this I think is our fifth Sunday night together, and it's quite fun. Still trying to get the word out, so feel free to share and spread the word that Sunday nights are available. And every Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you get to tune in to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty. Yes, and I do squeak sometimes, especially after a very cold day like today. I need to be a little oiled. So I'm very, very excited. There's some really great things happening. But Lisa is on the horn, and she is going to tell us who she is. She was on last year, and I could not keep up with all of the calls that came in. She's a very gifted intuitive. She has offered to read for you for free once again here on Living and Thriving. So make sure you dial in. The number is 347-205-9443. And because I don't have caller ID, I will strongly recommend that you double-check your phone number, because I'm just going to call off the last four digits because I don't actually know your name or who you are. And I don't have the kind of studio where I can put somebody on hold and go and check. So Lisa is on, and she's waiting. I also wanted to give a huge shout-out to Call Me Ishmael. He wrote a beautiful, beautiful poem about my work last week, and I shared that with you. I asked him if he could write another one. I think he's really a diamond in the rough, and he's hugely talented, and I would just love for everybody to go out and check him out and hear his words. So I'm going to put him on to kind of set the tone for tonight's show and everything that I do and how important it is for me to do what I do, because this is really my calling. And again, I'm looking for sponsors to keep me going. Poor Karen, she hasn't quit on me yet, but she had over 100 requests this weekend. Cosmically, there was a flourish of demand to be on the show, and I'm only doing it 2 days a week, and I'd really like to do it about five, but that's going to require some sponsorship, so check it out. Go to Rusty MacDonald, RustyMacDonald.com. And check out the sponsorship page. My blog, they're a huge hit. I am getting a lot of feedback from, ironically, France and Turkey. So that's been a lot of fun to learn about those cultures and how they perceive what I'm writing and how it resonates with them. I can't tell you what this week's blog is going to be about, but I have a feeling it's going to have something to do with a post I posted yesterday in regards to self-image and loving the pleasure that our body gives us. I'm leaving that open-ended. Your mind is going to wander where it wanders, because it's a field of words. Here is Breathe by Call Me Ishmael.
Breathe. Taken in as seconds reach the hand on the clock to speak to the world. To my astonishment, the clock freezes and I slowly realize that I'm in a dream. Stepping out of my seat to turn around and walk the bridge with a broken platform. What is the meaning of the mic that is on the other side? Then I awake, and I'm standing in front of a group of people awaiting for me to speak. A dream within a dream. Has this ever happened to you? Dreaming in riddles just to awake with missing pieces. I think the point of this all, that I dream for entertainment and giving my audience the best of me, no matter what. In sight, we cherish the elements of sound to interest and be informative. I have been challenged in my life, and I want to share my absolute with you. No blend or watered down in content. I have overpowered abuse, passed around the foster care banner. I was almost crippled with the lack of nutrients in my small intestine. Healing and understanding the body is where I close the door on all that is negative. How can I relate to you? You see, we suffer from all kinds of pains and sorrows, but the road to recovery has the same patterns. By taking a step in the wrong way, you can wind up full circle again with no one at the end, just back at the beginning with dirty boots and lack of oxygen. I have a gift, And I want to share it with you, with all that surrounds me. My daughter understands and absorbs the trinkets of compassion. There is no easy way to get rid of the pain. Let me walk with you and be your companion, your partner, your shoulder to lean on when you need to rest your head. My words will lead into sentence and my adverbs will play like band-aids to speed up the process of natural healing. No need to dose throat with prescribed medicine when you can dip in the essence of a voice. I do this for you, my listeners, my viewers, my new friends. Life is about living. Let's take the time to take in our surroundings. We can do this together. I reach out to you from all around the world. That is the greatest thing about our time today. You no longer have to fight to get to where you want to be in a local venue. I guess that's the magic in radio. People all around you from everywhere will hold hands and share their experience. All this and more by tuning in. We are large, and as we grow, the knowledge will recycle back into us all. I want to say this to you and share it with you from the deepest part of my soul. To reach our finest place in life, we need to listen with our lips and speak voice from ears at the same time. Let the negative peel away like dead skin so we walk freely, refreshed, so we can clearly imagine into happy thoughts that others look past on an average. Leave care behind, and in time you will glow with positive rings all around you. So breathe with me into the night and welcome the morning after dipping our fingers into the moon for enlightenment to taste the greatness in both worlds. I will never turn face on hurt and tragedy storm. Embrace it and take from it so when it comes around again, you can walk right through it without being swept away.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it. Hurting, but I've been waiting to be there for you, and I'll be there just helping you out whenever I can.
Thank you. They call me Ishmael, fantastic poet, and for some reason, somehow, he just divinely hits the head. He just hits it right on, and I love how he is just beautifully creative, and he can tell my story in a way that I don't think anybody else could. So, once again, high five to you, brother. You've impressed me again. My friend Lisa, I believe you're on the line. All I see are numbers, but I'm assuming that's yours.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good. That was very calming. So it's sort of like a poetic song. His way he can put words together and make you feel almost like a kind of a premeditation. I like it. Kind of calmed me right now. Get me ready.
It landed in my inbox. I'm like, boy, that's so appropriate too. But he's creating this beautiful, he's created a couple of poems in regards to what I do and who I am. And I just felt it was so appropriate to what we're doing tonight in regards to really tapping into that healing power and really becoming more accepting of our own intuition and faith that good things will happen and things are meant to be, and just to breathe through it, you know? So, anyway, because I am spoiled, and I've had you on before, and we are Facebook partners, not everybody here on Sunday night, and again, this is new, so we didn't have as many listeners, I don't think, as of yet on Sunday nights, but it'll grow. Who are you and what do you do, Lisa?
I am a intuitive tarot reader that specializes in love and relationships, and I help bring light onto situations and guide people through their questions regarding love and relationship and the positive directions that they can go in their lives. Through my readings, I feel like I bring a lot of insight to, the goodness that is surrounding the people and also, what's available to them that they might not see as far as love, relationships, connecting with others. And also there's a lot of things that happen in people's lives and, I think it gives them a little bit of hope because everybody really wants to find that one true person in their life, their partner. And I think through my readings, I kind of guide people to that end result. So.
Well, and what's fascinating is last year we did this, and if you remember, we just couldn't keep up with all the callers. It was just a madhouse.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, yes.
It was a lot of fun, and you have a great personality. I love your story. You have a great story. And I want to get into that a little bit. We do have a caller on now. If caller 1111, interesting. What is the heaven number on that? That's 2, right, or 4?
Well, also it's a 3, which is spiritual, and then the ones represent master.
So well, these are all ones.
All ones.
So the area code, everything is all ones. It's
1111.
Yeah.
1111, and it's the first caller.
Probably. And it's the first caller, so.
So maybe I'll
learn. If you're ready.
We'll learn. I'm ready, so.
All right, caller with magical ones. We're going to skip over her summary for a moment, and we're going to take you just because your phone number is popping up very uniquely, so this is divine, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you? I'm Rusty with Living and Thriving with Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it. And just so you know, for future, usually all the ones mean it's a Skype caller.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, I look like all excited. I'm like, that's got to be my archangel because, I did go out dancing the other day.
I like it, Rusty. I like your interpretation. So let's stick with that. Let's bring it
all right, good.
To that. Yeah.
Do you want to give us your name?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Trish, and my question is around career, but I'm happy to just listen if that's easier. I don't know if you want a question or it's just a general, I don't know how you work.
Well, I basically work on direct questions, and it's basically, I generally like to work on relationship questions, but ask your question and make it a direct question. Because, everything that's ambiguous is what you're going to get back. So as a reader, it's not a guessing game. It's basically ideal and situational reading. So if you can give me a question, I can try to give you an answer. What's your birthday,
sure.
too, as
it's
well, if you don't mind?
It's 9/18.
Okay.
And my question is, I'm currently working, and I'm looking for a new position in the same field. And wondering if you see the right opportunity coming my way.
Okay. Well, interesting enough, I do see, it's almost as if something, some kind of a contract is going to be signed within, I would say within the next 11 weeks, and it's also something to do with a legal contract, as well as something to do with, are you in law in any way? Are you in the legal field?
I'm not, but interestingly,
and
enough,
I don't want to get into involved in anything this, but it's also legal. And when I see what I see here, which is my Empress card with my legal card, it can mean that, you know, signing of a contract, signing of a lease, opening up your own business, joining forces with somebody else. It could also mean a marriage license. So, but in relating to business, it means that you're combining forces, like maybe having a partnership, and also doing something that's very, you know, also with the High Priestess here, it tells me that there's a lot of feminine energy in what you do for work. May I ask what line of work you're in?
Sure. I work in the help desk for a software company.
Okay. Well, it looks like something is coming through to you. And with the female energy here, I feel that your lead in your new position will be through another female. There will be some contractual things you might need to sign for this, which I don't know why that would be. If you, like, signed a non-compete and you can't go somewhere else, it's sort of that kind of energy. But it's a lot of positive cards. It's like a lot of completion. It's almost like, were you thinking about getting out of your field and starting a new venture, combining your efforts with somebody else, or opening up your own business? Because that's what I see your inner soul guiding you to do that, you know, being more independent, I think, almost running your own show. That's what this is saying to me.
Well, I wasn't thinking about it, but if the opportunity came my way, I certainly wouldn't discount it.
Okay, and then also, this is also something to do with, I don't know if a company is a global company you'd be working for, in other words, more international, or have more of a global or something international, something European, something that reaches out globally. So it might not be a company domestic. It might be an international company. So this will come more apparent to you within the next 11 to 21 weeks. And there is a female that will help you or guide you, and there is an opportunity to combine your efforts with somebody else going forward. And there is some travel involved. If, you know, travel or something, some kind of travel overseas. I mean, it could be that you're going to be working for a company that has an office base in Canada, but I don't see it just here domestically. So I hope it works out for you. And
well, thank you.
Okay.
I have a question, though. When you were seeing the legal contracts,
I see that, and I could see it in double, like if you would ask me a question, say, am I going to get married? I almost see like a contract with a union. It's like a union contract. So I don't know what that means. Like a union, like when you get married, you have to sometimes, you could sign a prenuptial agreement. Sometimes you obviously need to sign a marriage license. But when it comes in the form of career or finance, it tends to mean that you are either signing, you're getting a job offer. You might have to sign a non-compete agreement, but it's contractual. In some way.
Well, the reason I asked was because I actually am in the middle of a legal dispute, but it's around, it's not around work.
Is it to do with a female?
No.
Okay, is it to do with a domestic marital?
No, it's to do with real estate.
Okay. Well, the only thing here is that, you know, I don't have any negative cards on that matter, so maybe it will come in your favor. The other thing is you need to use your intuition, and you need to – things haven't yet been revealed to you on that. So use your intuitive power. Use your, you know, your natural-born intuition. Things that haven't been revealed will be revealed, but it looks as if it's a problem, it's going to come out in your favor.
Great.
Whatever it is legally on that end, because I don't see anything, any kind of negativity on that. But
okay.
And this is a whole other reading, so I would have to pull more cards on that question. I'm kind of pulling for what I pull for you on the career.
Great.
So there's things that haven't, on that side, there are things that haven't been revealed to you yet because you're not supposed to know about them, but it's also saying to be very, sort of use your intuition, use your gut instincts, whatever it comes to signing something. But the positive energy comes around a female.
Okay.
So it could be your new employer or your partner or colleague is a woman that will help you or be beneficial to you financially. Okay?
Thank you very much.
I wish you the best. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Trish, for calling in. That was
fabulous. Yeah,
that was great. I'm kind of, you know, feeling a little deflated that the 1111111111111
was not
my guardian angel giving me a little grief for the other night. But I had a good time. That's what counts.
You sound great, Rusty. You sound like
you.
Know, you sound happy, and you sound great, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time since we've actually spoken. It's been almost, over a year now, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're still doing it. You're still moving forward and reading all your blogs. You're really on your way, so it's great.
I have to tell you, the blogs, that was very intimidating, and that's been one of the, and I can talk freely to you as the audience just kind of vicariously listens, but I was terrified to write my book. And you know how long I've been writing this book. I mean, it's just, and it's not even a huge book, but it's just that mental blockage, terrified. The blogs have just been pouring out of me. They've been fabulous. They've been fun. They've been like air, breathing air. The book I'm still hung up on. I don't know what that is. Maybe I'll have you read me in a few minutes.
Well, I pulled a couple cards on that. If you want to know what I see, it's almost like, you know, it's like sacrifice. It's well, you've been doing a lot of self-sacrifice and also kind of finding balance between, you know, giving of yourself. In some way, it seems as if you're trying to balance your personal life with writing this book for some reason, so it's taking a lot out of you emotionally. Whereas the blogs are more, I think you find it more of a, you know, reaching out to friends, where the book is more, you feel as if you're going to be judged. And that could be, I don't know why that's coming up like that, where you feel when you write your blog, it's like you're writing to your friends, like you're writing a letter to your friends, and you know you're going to be loved. But the book is like you're almost feeling like, am I going to be chastised for saying this or that? It's almost overthinking it. So don't overthink it, is what it's saying.
That's definitely hitting the nail on the head because there are characters. And I mean, that's my personal story, so I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right, and you're caught up in that, and you're worried.
Yeah.
Right, but it's saying, the cards are saying,
exactly
don't
right.
overthink it. Treat it as if, you know, you're expressing yourself, and it's and it'll all come back with, you know, with love back to you. So just
well
try
done.
Not to
well
be, don't be fearful of or defensive on that in a way. It's like defensive of that getting hurt by, you know, maybe criticism or something. I don't know.
It's been strange, and I want to actually get into a little bit more of you. We don't have a caller as of yet, but again, Sunday night is relatively new to the lineup. So if you're out there and you're cooking dinner, I see that some of you on Facebook are making enchiladas, and you did not invite me. Hello. Tune in and definitely call in because Lisa's here. She's live. I get her maybe once a year. This is something that is seemingly going to become tradition. So call in.
Or more, if you let me.
Going to get more sponsors, man. All right, so 347-205-9443, and you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we have Lisa on. And so give us history. Who are, you know, we know that you're an intuitive reader. That's totally cool. Is this what you thought you were always going to
do?
Well,
actually, it's funny because I started reading. I actually went with my best friend, Lisa, I think back when we were about, 19 years old, we went and got our cards read, and actually the person that owned this boutique that where you could go and get your cards done noticed that, you know, we went there quite a bit, gave me a set of cards, playing cards in a book, and said, go home and read this. You're very intuitive. And then I started taking classes, and I started moving on from there. I'm 47, so that was quite a while ago. And then I learned some other different decks, and then I fell in love with this Enchanted Tarot deck, which is really my favorite deck, by Amy Zerner and Monty Farber. And it's just a deck about love and relationships, and it's very positive. And I just fell in love. I just fell in love with the cards. So I've always had an innate ability to, I guess read people psychically, able to read people and able to read relationships, and when combined with my cards, it just, you know, over time, it just, from my feedback, I've been fairly accurate on a lot of my relationship questions and readings, and my future predictions have come to pass. And I've fixed up quite a few people in my lifetime, so I don't know. Maybe I should be a psychic matchmaker. Maybe that'll be my next line of work or something. But
yeah, I've been single for 3 years, so you know,
I can open up my matchmaking business with my psychic ability. Wouldn't that be great?
Hey, well, I'm ready. So when you were a little girl, because you know, I don't think have actually ever met in person. Blessed to have so many fabulous people in my life, but they're all on the other side of my walls. It's very interesting, the life that I live. I don't think we've actually met, and you're relatively close to me physically, geographically.
Right.
And on Facebook, you're this stunning woman. I never would have guessed you were 47. I mean, you know, growing up in the South, where once you hit 40, you put on your coat and your bonbons and all my children, and your life is over. You're not beautiful anymore. You're a mom, and you know, so that's the generation I'm coming out of, and you're gorgeous. I never thought you were 47. Wow, how did you do that?
Oh, I don't know. It's makeup. No, I don't makeup. But as you know, it's funny reading all of your blogs and your posts about, you know, beauty is really the core of beauty is really what's inside of us and what we can bring out. Okay. And that's what I think I admire most about the word that you're trying to spread throughout your show and your blog. And I think that's so important to have people look more on the spiritual side of life than, you know, than the material outer side. And that's the other thing when people come to me for readings about, it's always about love and relationships. You know, to find that right person is to find that right connection. And it's a soul connection. It's not a, it's really not a physical connection. It's something that's, you know, inside of us that connects us to each other. So,
I think, you know, and I know that you, I'm sure you read the post that I did yesterday while as I was buzzing around and cleaning the house. And I'm a very cerebral individual, and some of my friends have a difficult time with the fact that I'm more of a mentalist. I'm a thinker, and it's not that I don't love everybody. It's not that I don't think of everybody, because I do, and I'm genuinely a passionate, loving cuddle bug. But I'm in my brain a lot, and my brain and I, it's a very intense machine. And did you read my post yesterday about...
Well, I read the one about the Eat, Pray, Love post, which I'm like, you know, and essentially, you know, your thoughts control your day. You know, if you want to wake up and you want to project, you know, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to bring love into the world. I'm going to project myself in the best way possible. Then that's, you know, your mind controls who you are. And I think it's so true.
The post I wrote yesterday is perfectly fitting for what we're discussing now because I'm actually trying to look it up. I'm a post-happy girl. it's in regards to the body actually being a source of pleasure. And unfortunately, what we've demised our body to be is this source of attention, and unnecessary attention, I think.
we don't actually, it's rare when you come across an article or somebody's post or somebody's conversation in regards to, oh my God, I absolutely love the way my feet feel when it's touching grass. It's so pleasurable. We somehow, some way, somewhere have designed our culture, our society, and our physicality as being the focal point of negativity. And it's, oh my God, my toes are crooked. So my post was in regards to, you know, I can't really think of one part of my body that doesn't provide me pleasure. And how disrespectful am I by saying, oh God, my love handles have gotten a little bigger, I gained 4 pounds, or I have stretch marks. Because if you actually were to close your eyes and appreciate your body, that's all it does is provide you pleasure.
Well, you know, too, it's just, you know, overall, isn't it about loving yourself for who you are and having that, you know, self-confidence in accepting yourself and presenting yourself with that acceptance. And I think when I, you know, not to keep going back to the love readings and what I do, but I think, you know, a lot of the key component in really finding love is loving yourself and accepting yourself and feeling worthy of having somebody in your life. And I guess that all kind of rolls around into what you're saying is, you know, appreciate what you have and accept and love what you have as something beautiful. So,
I think that's where you find your true soulmate. You find your true soulmate, even though I don't think God actually made me one. But that's a different conversation. We'll talk about that later. Put that on the sidebar.
Well, you know, the soulmate theory. Soulmates can be, you know, does not have to be, like an intimate situation.
Right.
A soulmate could be your best friend. Could be your child. It could be. We have millions of interactions with soulmates throughout our lifetimes. It's somebody that you are connected and bonded with in a special way that can understand you and love you unconditionally, and that can come in all forms. So I'm sure you have a lot of soulmates out there that love you and. Yeah,
I want to circle back into the whole point and the whole premise of. I say I'm trying to drag you into a certain area.
Body acceptance.
It's not just body acceptance, because once you accept your body, that actually is a maturity factor, because we're no longer in this place of ego-driven, petty, insecure, and every single one of us, and I am one of them, I write about it. I am completely 100% authentically honest about my own insecurities, so don't take this as a negative thing at all. I'm just saying that once you get to a point where you're like, all right, I can be good with this and I can find a positive place to put this, you know how many potential new people of happier, more positive relationships, whether it's just friendships or lovers or whatever, actually come forward? It's amazing.
Right. Well, I want to tell you something about myself. I mean, I'm a curvy girl. I've been a thin girl. I've always loved myself. I don't know if I've just been blind. You know, it's sort of looking in the mirror and it's not ego, it's just I've always loved myself and I've always presented myself that way. And I never questioned or thought about, well, maybe they wouldn't like me because. And I think that's just, you know, a part of, you know, it's kind of a part of not looking outwardly, but actually seeing yourself from the inside out. So, you know, I don't think it's the body. I think body is just such a, you know, it's not the body. It's more than the body that connects us with others, don't you think?
Well, exactly, and that was the point that I was
being very sly about getting to is it's not just the body, but that is a huge sign as to where you are in openness, in being comfortable, in security, in really having faith with life. We are constantly, and I was talking to somebody the other day on the radio show. I've been going to the gym 6 days a week, and I'm preparing for a couple of Asans. And every time I go to the gym, it's I'm just inundated with this negative stuff on the TV screen. Just, you know, there was like this woman that was being beaten by her husband, and then the news, and then the whole horrible snowstorm that we're supposed to get. And so you're going, okay, I've got another mile and a half to go. How do you run with your eyes closed? I'm getting good at that. But the point is, we've surrounded ourselves in every aspect of our life with some form of negative messaging. And I think when we get to a place where we acknowledge that and we realize how much we're inundated with this negative messaging, we can start breathing and going, okay, who am I really?
Right.
The expectations of other people really don't matter. What you expect of me, I may not be able to provide, especially if you don't communicate that, but that's a different show. That's your business. And I think with the type of work that you do, and you're very gifted, and what I do, it's very complimentary because we're trying to get people out of their own way.
Exactly. And sort of, well, right. And sometimes we have to do that, you know, we do that either through your vehicle of the radio show or when people come for a reading. You know, I am very honest in my readings. I don't sugarcoat things. And I don't, you know, nor do I tell people things that they want to hear, but also I think it's more positive readings that I give. You know, I really stick with the positive side of a situation, and I always look at the future with solutions, and that's the difference between myself and I think a lot of sometimes other readers, people get afraid of readings because it's kind of... they leave there feeling lost or confused or no direction or no hope. But I give a positive solution to everything through my readings. So it's sort of a kind of cathartic when people leave me. I think they feel better than when they came in, which is kind of a good thing. So
you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm on the air with Lisa, and she's offering free readings tonight. And the number here to tap into that, because normally, you know, as I have utilized tarot readings at fairs and so forth, you know, it's like $65, $70, $80, depending on the reader. So this is a great opportunity to get a two-minute reading for free from a cool lady. The number here is 347-205-9443, and we're talking to Lisa, or I'm talking to Lisa. It's been strange.
Well, while I'm on the radio with you, Rusty, I've pulled more cards because, hey, it's just us right now. I pulled up three cards on love, romance for you here, and it looks there's somebody, yeah. There's somebody around you or coming into you, and I can give you a little description. This person is actually kind of a loner. They're also very, very, almost like a teacher. So whether they're going to be teaching you or guiding you, they're very wise. Person loves the outdoors. They're very athletic, but more of a outdoorsy person, more of, you know, in touch with nature, kind of, you know, down to earth, in touch with nature, has a very youthful side to them, but they might be a bit older than you are. And I don't normally do this, but I see the color red, and that could be like an auburn hair or reddish hair. I don't know what that means, but they're youthful, they're energetic, they love the outdoors, they're very into physical fitness, but they're also kind of spiritual, so it's like a spiritual mentor for you. So this person, and they're a fire sign, so Let me know if that happens, because that's what I see.
Maybe that's
you.
That's funny.
Yep.
And I'm wearing a red sweater, so maybe that's
Well, there you go. But this person is very you know, very in touch with nature, is one with nature. Loves the outdoors, probably has, you know, loves to hike, loves to bike, loves, you know, the mountains. He's not a city person. They're not like, they're more of a, you know, they find solace in nature. So keep your eyes
very
peeled.
Cool. I will peel my eyes. Very
and they
cool.
look like they have quite a few muscles. They're maybe it's at the gym. Maybe they maybe going to the gym and meeting this person, but they're very wise. Very, very like an old soul, I guess I could say. So
it has to be somebody who's playful. Old
very
soul.
Playful, because I have
very
the fool. Oh, yep. And also, but very physical, like very physical, like, you know, physical, and they could be in the physical trades, just skilled tradesmen or does a physical kind of line of work, outdoor line of work. I don't know what that means, but you'll find out. And then you'll tell me.
I will
send
you
a message. Okay, good.
You will know. You will know. So talk to me a little bit about how this line of work, again, I know a lot of people from all lines of work, but I've always found it very difficult, especially, you know, as a life coach, working in the world of psychology, it's very difficult to, I think we walk a fine line. And for you, being an intuitive who has more of a clearer picture of that individual, I think it's a finer line than those of us who tend to be clinical. What is that like to, what do you do if you're reading somebody and there's negative stuff there, but you don't really want to be that person to really give
right.
a negative. You want a positive spin on it, but you know.
Right. Well, you know, this is in life. What do? This the work that I do does come from, you know, from something within me. It's a gift that I have, and like anything else, in life, you know, we all have free will. So what I, you know, when you get a reading, you still have free will to change your course. And I always like to put a positive, you know, a positive outlook in everything that I see. I really don't like to go into the negative, but I also am very direct and honest with my clients. If something is definitely a red flag, I you know, I label it as such. It's a red flag, something you should be looking out for, and things that you should be watching out for. That's how I kind of go about situations like that.
So
I don't.
An example of, sorry, go ahead.
Well, for instance, you know, there's certain things that I won't discuss. I don't discuss. There's certain things in a reading that I have parameters on that I don't really go into. That's why I really channel myself into the love sector, because love to me is, you know, is the ultimate goal. It's the most uplifting reading you can give somebody. And it's really positive. So that's why I don't really get into the other aspects of reading. But somebody wants to know if their spouse is not faithful. Those are the situations that I try to shy away from. I try to get more involved in, you know, what's happening in their life right now. How could they make their relationship better through the cards? What do I see going forward? What tools that they can use to provide, you know, more love in themselves, to provide more love in their life. So I try to put a positive spin on the reading than get into, like, you know, the details, I mean, of something that I really don't want to get into.
Okay. So this is where you get
sometimes
the opportunity.
It's not a third-party thing. It's really not my place to really predict certain things. It's really about the individual and how they can be better and how they can love better and feel better about themselves and move into a positive realm, and maybe connect with the right people, you know, to fulfill their lives in the best way possible than to get into the negative side of a reading. I try to steer away from that if I can.
Right. So this is where you get to tell everybody where they get to find you and how they can connect with you, because I highly recommend connections. And
okay,
you're
well,
one of them.
If anybody's listening right now, you would just find me by sending me a quick email at insightreading.com. And it's just insightreading.com. You can go and send me an email, and I would definitely get back to you. I actually have a website, insightreadingswithplural.com, that has my phone number on there, but insightreading@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. It's insightreading, no S, @gmail.com, and insightreadingswithan S.com is my website that has a phone number on there. And connect with me that way, and I'd love to give you a reading. So,
and worst case scenario, just go onto my Facebook and say, "Hey, Rusty, Lisa was on. I totally missed it. I got the archive."
And where are all the calls? I've sent, like, people are shy tonight. Nobody's calling up.
Well, and that's the interesting piece. Again, Sunday nights are new, and I wanted to test try the Sunday night thing because everybody's like, oh, Wednesday at 1 is difficult because I'm at lunch. And I'm going, okay, but last time we did this, how many calls did you have? I think it was like 20, 25 calls. It was crazy.
Right. But I think that the evening Sunday night's a pretty good time slot, you know, because everyone's home.
I thought so. But you know what? We can do it again. It's not, you know, Sunday nights are a new thing for living and thriving. Not a bad thing. It's been a good thing.
It's been a great thing.
The numbers are about a quarter, and again, it's only been January, but the numbers are about a quarter of what they are on Wednesdays. So I don't think that's terrible. I just don't. It's growing. Everything grows.
Yes.
So if you're out there, we have about 12 minutes left to the show. I absolutely urge you, pick up that phone. Stop mashing those potatoes. The laundry
will go away.
The number. Ready? 347-205-9443. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I have Lisa on the horn, and the poor thing has only been stuck with doing my cards since the caller who I thought was actually my archangel to remind me that,
it's a Skype caller.
It's a Skype caller.
It's a Skype
now
angel. It's a Skype archangel calling us.
Right?
I wonder, it's so funny. I bet you that so many people are listening right now because they just love the sound of your voice, Rusty, that, you might have these secret admirers that are so awestruck that they can't call in. I think that's what's going on.
This, like this crazy, athletic, wise guy who's fun and... The fire sign.
How come he's not calling in?
Hey, we have a caller. All right, you ready?
All right,
you caller from last four digits 9026. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and Lisa's here ready to read you.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like a reading, please.
Sure. Okay, what's your question?
I just have a question about my career.
Okay. And what would you like to know?
Well, I am contemplating hiring someone, but I'm very nervous about that because I've been a single business owner for 15 plus years.
Okay.
And although I do like working with people, I prefer to work on my own, but I'm to the point where the work is a little overwhelming for me, and
sure.
I need help.
Okay. Well, let me find out.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Well, interestingly enough, it says that you have three... Well, it said that it would work out very well for you. The other interesting thing is that it looks like it would bring a lot of new creative, whoever you do hire. It's funny because I see you've got three suit cards. You have one that represents more of a financial gain card, which I would take that as you, somebody that's in charge of their business, somebody that, you know, has a good business mind, has a good financial plan going on here, a lot of creativity. And then I see two people in the middle, two younger people that have a lot to offer. The person that you will, that you might be or should be on the lookout to hire, is, believe it or not, is somebody that is really a go-getter. When they come to you, this is the only thing that seems a little bit interesting. When they come to you for the interview, you're going to feel initially that they might be too young and not that experienced. But I would definitely trust. Your instincts, and give this person a chance, because they're going to come to you and they're going to be young. And for some reason, I see it as a young male.
Oh, really? That's so interesting.
That doesn't make, you know, I don't know why I would see it as a young, but it's young. It's somebody that you would think they're kind of green. In other words, you might feel they might be too immature. You might not trust it in the beginning, but instinctually, you know that you can make money from this person. So, but it's a young person, but it's a male.
Okay.
It's a young male. So they come across a little bit young, a little bit, maybe a little bit too, not as serious as you would want, but that person can bring a lot of creativity to you. A lot of new ideas will come through that person. So I see positivity, and let me pull one more card for you. And also, I see that it will happen within, are you looking to do this like fairly soon, within a month or so?
Well, I've been going back and forth trying to decide. I originally hired someone a couple of months ago, and it didn't work out.
Were they young?
No, they were old.
Old. Okay, well, this person's super young.
Okay.
But young, and it says to go with it. It says that you're very psychic anyways. You know that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're very spiritual. And, you know, it says that, you know, this person might be unorthodox, but to give them a chance. And they might be, they're very in touch with their feminine side.
Okay. Oh, that would actually be a perfect fit.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, can I ask one more question?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So I am a business owner, like I said, but in the past 2 years, I started another business that's completely different than the one I am in.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going back and forth again, wanting to hire someone to do my primary business and then trying to focus on the secondary business. And that's causing me a little bit of angst internally because I feel like I have to focus on my primary business, but I feel like I'm being driven to the secondary business. And that's on the spiritual end, which is very funny that you had mentioned that.
Right. Okay. I also want you to, This also says this, okay, what it's saying here is this. It's saying that, for some reason, this is a job, this is actually looking to relocate for a job. I don't know what that means. It could be out of town.
Mm.
Also, I'm reading some other things here. You need to, I have the two jobs right here because I have the two of cups. I'm going to take that as two, a choice between two. One that you mastered, which is your craft that you've
mm-hmm.
mastered, which is the first career. And then the second one, it says that you really have the makings of really making that rise. But unfortunately, I'm worried about your health. like making it too stressful on your health, because it's almost like you, in order to make this happen, it looks like you, would you be able to combine the two? Would you be able to take the two, the spiritual, and bring it into the other business? I know that sounds a little bit, but would you be able to take a holistic side of your spiritual side and your intelligence and your business side and throw it into that business? It's a little unorthodox, but could you do it?
Yeah, I am slightly incorporating it to a couple of the clients
that
I'm working with now.
Yeah, but it says that, okay, because I have this card, and this is only your own fears. You think that that would, that your business self thinks that would be disastrous. Like, if you really open that side of yourself up to your career, your, you know, your main business, you feel that that could, that would ruin you. But in essence, you are the magician. Like, you are the, you are the, you know, you are the ruler of your own destiny here. But with the power, with the magic power to do, to make everything come to fruition, it says that's just a fear. Because if you allow that side, because you're very skilled at your craft, because you get the eight of you get the eight of pentacles. I mean, like, you're a master at what you do. You've mastered, but you've already mastered that side, your first business. But if you could bring that, some holistic side, that spiritual side, that would kick it up a notch. That would add a little bit. I know this sounds like a risk, but you could do it.
Okay.
But like you're saying, you want to totally leave one to completely.
I'm undecided. That's why I called in. Yeah.
Because you wanted, I know. Well, it says that you should combine the two. But
okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for your help. I felt I feel a little inspired now, so I'm glad I called
in. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
And I'm going to check out your website.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're busting down to the last few seconds. It's dumbfounding how quickly this show goes. I opened it up for 60 minutes, but it really seems like 12 seconds. It's crazy. So that was awesome. I love the fact that she's able to now walk away and go, okay, I kind of have this gut feeling that these two companies that seem to be a little too far different actually merge together.
No, they can merge together. I see, like, her bringing that kind of holistic side into the business.
Yeah.
And maybe that, because it says that she's very spiritual, and that, and also she had a question about hiring somebody else to maybe alleviate responsibility so she can do full time on the spiritual stuff. It says that she will be getting this person is going to be coming to her. It's going to be younger, and it's going to be male, and that will give her more creative ideas and maybe more incentive to combine the two or more encouragement. But there's something that's going to happen very soon, because she got the Ace of Swords, which means immediate. So, immediate action.
She gets to walk away from this quick call tonight and go, okay, I'm a businesswoman, I'm spiritual, and I totally got the sense that she's a megalomaniac, just like I was. It's very hard to delegate to other people and trust that they're going to get the job done, but she's at this place where she knows she has to. And she's also where she needs to merge the companies to actually fulfill that big cosmic angst that's within her. But
right. It would be like the perfect combination. Right.
Right. But now she gets
I'm just getting
that
warmed
power.
Up now. I was so nervous. Now I'm getting warmed up.
Right. It always happens. I'm sorry, Lisa.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Definitely let us know where we can find you.
Okay, well, you can find me at www.insightreadings.com or insightreading, no S, at gmail.com. Send me an email, and I will love to give you a reading anytime.
And that's insight as an I-N-S-I-G-H-T, correct?
Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, readings, with an S, .com.
Okay. Some people would, you know, hyphenate and acronym it and whatever. So in the last few seconds, I want to give you the floor. What is the one thing that you want people to take away from tonight's show?
That they should come to me for a reading and feel They can tell me anything, and I can give them help because I'm very down to earth and I'm very open, and I love what I do.
Absolutely, and I'd like.
And
to
I don't judge. I never judge. And I don't judge. So, and I love to help other people. That's what I love to do. So.
That's very cool. So we'll have to make an appointment to do this again. I'd love to make a private appointment to talk about careers because I'm in a state of transition, as you know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like I don't usually do career readings, but, you know, hey, maybe I can give it a shot.
You've done a great job tonight. You've done a great job tonight. Maybe you're merging. Romantic careers.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, thank you
so
much.
I'm grateful to have you on again tonight, and it was fun, and I can't believe how fast it was, but many blessings to you, and I hope to talk to you soon, and if you still have Karen's information, circle back around with her and ask her for another time so we can do this again in the next couple of months. I believe I'm booked until April, but she might have a surprise because that's what she's good at.
Oh, great. And I give you a big hug and a kiss from me to you. Mwah. You're beautiful. I think you're gorgeous, too.
Thank
so
you.
Watch out for that guy. And he's on his way.
Hopefully, like, over 6 feet. But actually, on a personal note, I definitely want to extend a coffee date with you. I believe you're relatively close enough where that could possibly happen.
I love a coffee date.
So we'll have to use it as
that.
The guise of a business meeting.
Absolutely. Okay.
So let me know
love
when
you.
That's possible.
Love you.
All
big
right,
time.
Love you,
okay,
all
bye.
Right,
bye.
Bye. So we ran over time as usual. Some amazing people, some amazing guests, some amazing stories, thoughts, tools, resources. They're all there. They're all available to you. And I am so grateful that you and I get to walk this path together and we get to learn about people and we get to discover things that, well, maybe it kind of made us uncomfortable to hear about the thought of tarot reading or maybe it made us uncomfortable to think that, you know, changes could happen or you could merge your business or whatever your fearful thoughts are. You know what? We're here. We're together. We're doing it. We love each other. You're here living and thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty. I've got your back. Until Wednesday. Wednesday, I have to tell you, I have this amazing woman coming on. And she is the president of WILI, which is Women International Learning Incorporation, something along those lines. I cannot even think about what WILI means. Dr. Catherine Marshall. And what they do is they actually teach women in third world countries to be self-sufficient and entrepreneurs. So I'm really excited to learn more about their group. I believe Catherine and her partner will be on, as well as an award winner of this particular program. So looking forward to Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, just want to let you know that I think you're beautiful. And I love you, and you mean the world to me. And if it wasn't for you, well, this show wouldn't exist. So keep those emails coming in. Keep those requests coming in. Keep Facebooking me. High fives, loves, hugs. Be a contagion and spread a smile even if you don't want to. Make a funny joke. Just don't hurt somebody's feelings doing it. And, you know, live, thrive, love. Until Wednesday.